Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the results presentation, Value Partners Group Limited, Hong Kong Stock Code 806. Today's announced is 2014 finance result for the year ended 31st December 2014. The management team will go through with you the financial and business performance of the company. The presentation will last for around 20 minutes. Here on our side, we have Value Partners Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Timothy C., and Head of Finance, Ms. I.C. Wong. Ms. Wong will now begin the presentation.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the investor call of our 2014 final results. I'm I.C. Wong, Head of Finance of Value Partners. Together with me is our CEO, Mr. Timothy Tse. Our presentation today is composed of two sections. I will first go through our financial highlights and then give you an overview of our major business developments. After that, we will open the floor for questions. In 2014, Value Partners end the year on a high note with net profit more than doubled to 804 million Hong Kong dollars. And assets under management rose to a record high of 12.9 billion US dollars. The encouraging results were mainly driven by sizable increase in fee income and significant growth in net fair value gains of the group's treasury operations. Reflecting the robust results, we propose a final dividend for 2014 of 16 Hong Kong cents and a special dividend of 6 Hong Kong cents, giving a total of 22 Hong Kong cents for the year. In the next few slides, I will go through each of our profit drivers. AUM of the group has been increasing healthily. As of the end of 2014, AUM reached 12.9 billion US dollars, thanks to strong sales and outstanding funds performance. During the year, gross subscription of the group increased to 6.1 billion US dollars, while gross redemptions increased to 4.2 billion US dollars, bolstering net subscription to an all-time high of 1.9 billion US dollars. Entering 2015, AUM continued to grow and hit a new record of 13.3 billion US dollars as of end of January. On slide 6, it is a quick summary of our management fee and margins. As a result of an increase in average AUM, gross management fees, our major income contributor, gained 24% to 748 million Hong Kong dollars. Gross management fee margin increased by 5 basis points to 88 basis points because of stronger inflows from distribution channels into our own brand funds. Meanwhile, management fee rebates to distribution channels also increased correspondingly. As a result, net management fee margin stood at 61 basis points. Next, gross performance fees, another source of the group's revenue, increased substantially to 659 million Hong Kong dollars from 317 million Hong Kong dollars on the back of our outstanding funds performance. As of the end of 2014, most of our funds have surpassed their high water marks. In particular, Value Partners Classic Fund and Value Partners High Dividend Stocks Fund, our two largest own brand funds, exceeded their respective high water marks by 16% and 11%, contributing to the surge in fee income. Moving on to slide 8, you can see a breakdown of our expenses. The group continued to exercise stringent cost management. In particular, fixed costs of our fund management business remained well covered by net management fees at a coverage ratio of 2.6 times. With enhanced fee income and effective cost control, operating profits before other gains or losses rose 60% to 715 million Hong Kong dollars. Meanwhile, net fair value gains of the group's treasury operations increased substantially to 110 million Hong Kong dollars, underpinned by our fund's outstanding performance and an increase in investment value during an upward cycle. All this boosted net profits more than double to 804 million Hong Kong dollars. Next, I will move on to talk about the major business development of our company. With the hard work of Value Partners team, we had a great year in 2014 with notifiable achievements across business. We had encouraging progress in further expanding our distribution network across the region, broadening our established product platforms, deepening our China presence, and extending our reach to new strategic markets. To start with, our strong brand and extensive distribution network lead the group higher, with net sales reaching a new high of $1.9 billion. Riding on the resurgence in investment sentiments for China A-shares and leveraging the established brand of Value Partners, our products continued to report excellent fund performance during the year. Our flagship product, Value Partners Classic Fund, was ranked first by Morningstar in a 34-member Greater China Equity category in 2014. Some of our SFC authorized funds, including High Dividend Stocks Fund, China Convergence Fund, and Chinese Mainland Focus Fund, were also given first quarter ranking in their respective Morningstar categories. Meanwhile, our best-selling products, including High Dividend Stocks Fund and Greater China High Yield Income Fund, were included as focus funds in prominent local mainland Chinese and international retail and private banks. Some of these leading distributors also put our newly launched funds, such as Value Partners New China Policy Fund and Value Partners Global Contrarian Fund, onto their product shelves. Looking forward, we will continue to strengthen our collaboration with first-tier and second-tier retail banks, private banks, insurance companies, and independent financial advisory firms in the region, particularly in Hong Kong, China, and Singapore. We will also look into opportunities from sovereign wealth funds and pension funds. In addition, we enhance our direct connections with existing and potential high net worth clients. During the year, we have further strengthened our equity and fixed income product capabilities and ventured into the global product space. Slide 13 is an overview of our product development. In terms of equity capability, two new products were introduced. In March 2014, we launched Value Partners New China Policy Fund, which seeks to capture investment opportunities from China's policy reform. The thematic fund has been popular among private banking clients. In October, we utilized our RQFII quota and launched the group's first RQFII fund, Value Partners China A-Share Select Fund, to capture offshore capital seeking to invest in China's onshore market. In view of the strong outlook for China A-Shares, we have also boosted A-Share allocation of existing funds during the year, underpinning the outstanding performance of our products. In addition to our regional and single market offerings, we introduced the group's first global product, Value Partners Global Contrarian Fund, in September 2014. The fund's investment allocation spans across Asia, the United States, and Europe. Looking forward, we plan to launch our first RQFII ETF very soon. The RQFII ETF, namely Value China Asia ETF, we aim to offer excess return through proprietary value stock screening. In addition, fixed income solutions, regional offerings, and products for new strategic markets would be our key focus areas when developing new products. Riding on a strong franchise in Hong Kong, we have been expanding into strategic markets for growth beyond our home market. In 2014, milestones were achieved in our fund management business in China. On slide 14, contribution from China business grew meaningfully to 13% of the group's total sales from 4% in 2013. As we managed to capture cross-border fund flow of China and secure investment advisory mandates from mainland financial institutions. In terms of inbound investments, we received our second batch of QFIR quota of $100 million and our second batch of RQFII quota of $500 million, strengthening our capabilities in attracting investment capital flowing into China. On the outbound front, the group partnered with the private banking unit of Bank of China and launched a QDII feeder fund that invests solely in our high dividend stocks fund. This is our first established distribution channel that directly takes mainland capital investing in overseas funds. Meanwhile, we also foster our ties with mainland financial institutions and won new investment advisory mandates from ICBC Private Bank and ICBC Asset Management. Looking forward, we will continue to develop mandates with mainland institutional investors and apply for a respective QDII, QFII, and RQFII quotas, as well as QDLP qualification to garner cross-border funds flows. Elsewhere in Singapore, we are pleased to announce the establishment of our wholly owned subsidiary, Fair Partners Asset Management Singapore. Our Singapore office will initially focus on serving institutional and private bank clients in Singapore and nearby Southeast Asian market, and gradually become a full-fledged fund management operation with investment research and product development functions. Looking forward, we'll continue to tap into new strategic markets to better serve clients on the other side of the globe and explore new business prospects. Let's move on to provide an update on our small loan business. As mentioned in our previous investor call, Fission Credit has been a growing business of the group with ample potentials. After 2 years of intensive growth, outstanding loan book increased to 250 million RMB dollars as of the end of 2014 from 181 million RMB dollars a year earlier. Fission Credit's profit contribution to the group also surged to 16.6 million Hong Kong dollars from 2.3 million Hong Kong dollars. Fission Credit will continue to penetrate in Sichuan province and seek to become a leading small loan company in China over the medium term. Lastly, I would like to share with you our latest awards and achievements. Fair Partners' fund management capabilities and investment performance were highly recognized in 2014 with the addition of four renowned corporate awards. We would like to thank our clients and industry for their continuous support and appreciation. It is worth to mention that we have reaped a new harvest of awards and prizes, including the DHL South China Morning Post Enterprise Award, the second time we have won this particular award, the first being in 2005, each time from a different panel of judges. Amid all the excitement arising from new business opportunities, our highest priority remains unchanged: top quality fund management, including class-leading investment research and execution. This is the end of our presentation. We will now open the floor for questions. Thank you.